Have you ever like looked up at the night sky, when it's really dark and just been kind of awestruck by how much is out there
Oh yeah, absolutely.
and like how much we can't even see?
It is amazing and actually a little unsettling, right? When you think about all that stuff out there, like dark matter, these tiny little neutrinos that we can barely even detect, but they're shaping galaxies, they're influencing the entire
Yeah,
cosmos.
it's like we're looking at this huge cosmic puzzle, but we're missing most of the pieces.
That's a great way to put it, and that sense of the unknown, it's where some of the most exciting science happens.
Yeah.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into a pretty fascinating concept.
Yep.
It's called the information intent nexus, and we'll explore how this idea can help us understand those mysterious components you mentioned, like dark matter and those super elusive high-intensity neutrinos.
I love it. And I know our listeners are always up for tackling these big ideas without, getting lost in the technical weeds. So this should be a good one.
Absolutely. And the material you send over, it touches on some really cutting edge stuff like theoretical physics, AI simulations, and we're going to pull out some of the most mind-blowing insights.
Terrific.
So to kick things off, let's start with the basics of this information intent nexus.
Okay.
It suggests that information and something called primordial intent with a capital I are deeply connected, and they're actually fundamental driving forces in the universe.
Information and intent. Those sound like very human concepts. How do they apply to the universe as a whole?
Well, right, when we talk about information here, it's not just, data on your computer or in a book. It's this idea that information is a fundamental building block of reality itself,
Wow.
potentially even on par with energy and mass.
Okay, so we're not just talking about information as we typically understand it. We're saying it could be as fundamental to the universe as E equals MC squared.
Exactly. And you could almost think of it as an extension of that famous equation, like information equals energy equals mass.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going, but then there's this idea of primordial intent. It almost makes it sound like the universe has a goal.
It does sound that way, but it's important to clarify that intent in this context isn't about conscious decision making like we do as humans. It's more like an inherent drive within the universe, a natural inclination towards existence, towards self-organization, towards complexity.
So not like a master plan, but more like a fundamental tendency of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it like a river carving its path through a landscape. There's no conscious decision being made by the water, right? But there's this inherent drive for it to flow downhill to find the path of least resistance.
Okay, I get that. It's
Yeah.
like the universe is naturally drawn towards certain states.
Right. And in this case, it's drawn towards more stable and complex arrangements of energy and information. And that's where this idea of primordial intent comes
So
in.
it's a cosmic leaning rather than cosmic consciousness.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these AI simulations you mentioned, they're actually a really cool way to explore this.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. How do these simulations connect to this whole idea and intent?
So imagine these AI simulations as virtual laboratories, right?
Okay.
And we can set up simple rules based on this idea of intent. These virtual agents, they interact with each other according to these rules. And by observing how they evolve, we get a concrete way to study how this fundamental drive could act as a filter for
Oh,
information.
filter.
Yeah, like it's guiding the way information interacts and potentially leading to those complex, stable structures we see in the universe.
So we're essentially testing if these abstract ideas about intent can actually produce something that resembles reality.
Precisely, and it's pretty amazing what they've found.
So back to the early universe, what kind of filtering might this primordial intent have been doing way back then?
Okay, so imagine the very early universe, this incredible burst of energy, and it's going through this period of intense activity, like an exploratory phase, where it's trying out countless different
Like
configurations.
a cosmic trial and error period.
Exactly. It's like the universe experimenting with different combinations of fundamental particles and forces and the lessons learned from those that didn't quite work out, they become encoded as fundamental constraints shaping the laws of physics that we observe today.
It's like the laws of physics or the rule book the universe came up with after figuring out what didn't work.
Exactly. And physicists have this really elegant way of describing these fundamental rules. It's called the effective Lagrangian.
Okay.
Essentially, it's like a mathematical summary of how particles interact. And the idea here is that those early experiments, the successes and failures, they're somehow embedded in the specific structure of this Lagrangian.
So the universe's early trials shaped the very rules that govern it today.
And this brings us to dark matter.
Ah, yes, the big mystery. How does this cosmic trial and error connect to dark matter?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. The information intent nexus proposes that dark matter, that unseen stuff that makes up a huge chunk of the universe's mass, could actually be the residual information or the echo of all those countless failed attempts in the early universe.
Hold on. Dark matter is leftover information? So like the universe's discarded blueprints.
Exactly. It's this information that didn't quite make it into ordinary matter, but it still exists.
But if it's information, how does it have mass?
Remember how we talked about information potentially being equivalent to energy and mass?
Right, right.
So even though this information didn't become regular matter as we know it, it still has this mass energy equivalent. And because it has mass energy, it can exert a gravitational pull.
Which is exactly how we detect dark matter.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So it's not just some missing mass. It's potentially the universe's memory of all those paths not taken, shaping the cosmic landscape through its gravity.
So it's like the universe is haunted by its own past.
Yeah, you could say that. Huh. These echoes, these whispers of what could have been, they're still influencing the present.
That's a pretty mind-blowing concept. Okay, so we've got this early universe as a massive experiment and dark matter as the archive of the unsuccessful ones. Now, you mentioned those AI simulations mirroring this process. What exactly are we seeing in those simulations that sheds light on this?
One of the really amazing things is that even when you set up these simulations with super simple rules, based on this idea of, you know, a drive towards existence and stability, a kind of basic intent, mm-hmm. and you don't even program in any fancy learning mechanisms. These simulations, they spontaneously form stable clusters of these little virtual agents.
But they're figuring out how to organize themselves.
Exactly. And they tend to evolve towards states of higher complexity.
And that's just emerging from these basic intent-driven rules.
Right. And it's like a little microcosm of what we see on a grand scale in the universe, right? Galaxies forming clusters all held together in part by the gravity of dark matter. And it really points to this idea that there might be an inherent tendency towards organization built into the fabric of reality itself.
That's a pretty profound thought. It's like this drive towards complexity is embedded in the universe from the very beginning. And it's even showing up in these simplified virtual worlds.
Exactly. And there's another interesting thing about these simulations.
Right.
The ones that started with even simpler initial conditions, they sometimes took longer to show these organized structures.
So the simpler they are, the longer it takes for this complexity to emerge.
It seems that way. And, you know, it makes you wonder if maybe something similar happened in the early universe. Maybe it needed time for these fundamental tendencies to fully manifest.
Like it needed to go through all those trials to really figure itself out.
And who knows, maybe those trials are still ongoing in some way.
Yeah, that's a thought. So we've talked about dark matter. Let's move on to those other mysterious particles, those high-intensity neutrinos. Where do they fit into all of this? Could they have some kind of connection to dark matter?
Okay, so high-intensity neutrinos, these are these tiny particles born in, like, the most extreme events in the universe, right?
Right.
Exploding stars, the hearts of active galaxies, they're incredibly energetic, and they can travel through almost anything.
Like cosmic ghosts?
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And the information intent nexus suggests that these neutrinos could be carrying encoded secrets of the cosmos.
Secrets.
It's like they're these little messengers.
Uh-huh. Right?
Traveling across vast distances, undisturbed, potentially carrying information about the environments where they were created and maybe even hints about those fundamental processes related to the information intent framework itself.
So they're not just particles. They're like data packets from the universe's most extreme events.
Yeah. And here's the really exciting part. Some theories within this framework, they suggest that if we look closely at these high-intensity neutrinos, if we study their properties and interactions really carefully, we might find anomalies.
Anomalies?
Yeah, like things that don't quite fit with our current understanding of physics. And these anomalies, they could point to something really profound, like interactions that involve the encoding or transfer of information within this information intent framework.
Wow.
Or even direct interactions with dark matter particles themselves.
So it's like these tiny neutrinos could hold the key to unlocking the secrets of dark matter.
It's a really fascinating possibility. And think about it, if dark matter is indeed this form of stored information from the early universe, then maybe these high energy neutrinos, they're the universe's way of checking in on that information or even using it somehow.
Like a feedback loop.
Exactly. It's this incredible idea that the universe is constantly interacting with its own history, its own memories.
Okay, so let's recap. We've got dark matter as this potential repository of information from the early universe.
Yeah.
We've got AI simulation showing that even simple intent-like rules can lead to self-organization, which kind of mirrors what we see in the cosmos, and we've got these high-intensity neutrinos zipping around, potentially carrying secrets about the universe and maybe even clues about dark matter. What are the biggest takeaways for you here?
I think the key thing to remember is that this information intent nexus, it gives us a completely new way to think about these mysteries.
Right.
It's not just about missing mass or invisible particles. It's about information and a fundamental drive towards complexity that are woven into the fabric of reality itself.
It's like we're looking at the universe as a living system.
Yeah, and those high energy neutrinos, they might be the key to understanding how that system learns, how it remembers, how it evolves.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about how we started this conversation talking about looking up at the night sky.
Yeah.
And now it's like we're seeing that same night sky with new eyes.
Right. It's not just stars and galaxies. It's this incredible tapestry of information and intent playing out on a cosmic scale.
So for our listeners out there, next time you find yourself under a dark sky, you know, take a moment to really consider what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Maybe that faint glow of the Milky Way. It's not just starlight. Maybe it's a glimpse into the universe's own memory, a story written in dark matter and carried on the wings of neutrinos. And maybe our own curiosity, our own drive to understand the universe is part of that story too.
Now that's a thought-provoking idea.
It really makes you wonder what other secrets the universe is holding, just waiting for us to unravel them.
Absolutely. And who knows what incredible discoveries await us as we continue to explore this information intent nexus.
I can't wait to find out.
Me neither.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time, keep looking up and keep asking those big questions.
And keep diving deep.